some light, I think.
Jason?
Fairly obvious, but how much did you need a game like this to restore a little bit of confidence and get some momentum?
How much did we need the game? You mean?
By you, I mean.
I am part of we, always. And we needed a game like this, very much so.
Dave, you spoke about before the game how defense has got to be the thing that sparks this turnaround. You held them to 36.3% shooting, 74 points tonight. What do you like about your defense better?
That it was consistent, that we maintained. I didn't see the quarters breakdown. I'm just looking at it real quickly now. You know, your goal should be 22 points and under a quarter, and we did that. So that was the good part of it. Just consistent defensive end.
Was there any change in strategy?
Minor things, but not game long. You know, as the game went along, we made a few small adjustments, but things were working pretty good, so we didn't have to reinvent the wheel at any point.
Okay. WHBC. LeBron today at shoot around said, you know, he was thinking the way he was playing, and he came out and really was aggressive tonight. How much did you need that, and what does that say about him as a leader for you?
Well, I don't think I have to say anything about him as a leader, because he's proven himself in this league for 12 years. You know, I'm like you and like LeBron. He knows that his influence is widespread. The things that he does and the way he plays the game and the impact that he has on those around him is consequential in every respect. And, you know, you saw a guy, you know, you almost want to say to everybody that loves basketball, you know, if you want to be the best guy, then be the best guy. And that's what he does, you know. He can impact in every way. And he did that, and obviously everyone followed.
Coach Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. There were times that you had Kyrie off the ball and LeBron initiating offense. In what ways did that help your offense?
Not specifically by design. You know, what we did want was not to slow it down, so that if, you know, if LeBron gets the rebound or if he gets the inbounds pass, there's no reason for him not to push it and initiate. So there was no specific design for that. As a matter of fact, you know, we tried and have tried the last couple of games, not successfully as we did today, to keep LeBron from playing so much point guard. You know, missing Dele, as I told you in the pregame, it sort of put us in a situation where he had to handle the ball a lot more than normal, just getting it up over half court. But today you saw Will Cherry and what he can bring to the team. I thought Will was, well, I'll let you guys define it, but you know, he certainly gave us valuable and quality minutes at valuable and quality parts of the game. So it made it easier on LeBron and Kyrie to get their stuff without having to overhandle it.
Over here on the left, Chris. Chris Parker, Chris. Cleveland scene. The Magic came out in the second half pretty strong, and Anderson was terrific in the quarter. I was wondering what you could say about what he did and how that is indicative of what he brings to the team.
You know, I've coached a few guys like Andy in my career, you know, from that side of the water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just got to love him. That's all I can tell you. You know, Andy's not a guy that speaks loudly, but his play speaks volumes, and you got to love it. That's Andy.
His play carries a big stick.
So. Walk softly and carry a big stick. Now you're going to give me a history lesson. No, I you know, I'm not going to compare him to Roosevelt, but I just think that Andy's my kind of guy. That's all I can tell you.
Over here on the right, Joe.
Joe Barton, Northeast Ohio Media Group. There's been some comments the last couple of days for obvious reasons. The team felt like it was kind of in the dark. So does this one win, are you now in the light?
No.
Did that
no, got a lot of work to do. never too high, never too low, but always seeking the consistency of effort and of purpose and of play that'll make you a winner long term.
Did you ever start to wonder if things, because you just said even feel not too high, too low, did you ever start to worry that things were getting a little too low?
By definition, I don't know if it's in Webster's or not, but by definition, a coach's job is to worry and to be concerned about every little thing and about every major thing. That's our plight, Joe. You know, we live hard and fast and not too long, and we worry all the time.
Let me ask a better question then. Did they get too low?
I don't know. You know, listen, it's early in the day, and there were a few gloomy days, but you know, we're trying to fight out of it by playing right and doing the right things, and we're not there obviously, but we sure want to be. Tonight was a good small step. That's all.
Over here on the left, nobody. Anna.
This is Anxing, or Yangxing from Sina Sports.
Yangxing, I prefer, remember.
From Sina Sports China. I was updating the news online. A lot of Chinese fans commented that today's key is the patience in the ball movement. Do you agree with that?
30 assists and only 12 turnovers. That speaks to both of those descriptions. So good for the Chinese basketball fans today. Good for them. Unlike the cartoon.
There were two possessions that were two memorable. One was the second quarter when the ball was passing every single player's hand, and similar in the third quarter. Is that the kind of play that you're looking forward to in the long run on a consistent basis?
Culturally and specifically sharing, yes. Did you understand that?
Yes.
All right, good. I mean, historically speaking, did you understand that? We'll talk about it. Never mind. You're too young.
In the front row, Kenny.
Kenny wrote at WHBC. David, when you look at this stat sheet, what number excites you most about this? When you see all the, you know, big win tonight, a bunch of different numbers.
Like the 30 assists. Really liked it. And like the 30 points off the bench. 30-30. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said that in front of everybody. 30 assists and 30 points off the bench. Those are the two things.